Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Tes, and we are on Ches Amid Beis. By the two dots, we'll start towards the bottom. So we're still commenting about the Mishnah on Daf Zayin, where the Mishnah quoted the Machlokas Tanoim about the concept of Mesulekes Damim. We know that there are, in terms of Lamaisa Bizman Azeh, Isser Labayla, but even more so in the days of the Mikdash, the issue of Taros, there was a serious issue about when a woman becomes a Nida, when she sees Dam, do we assume that right now she became a Nida, or it was in the past, and she had been a Nida before, even when she was Osekes, Be'kachim, Be'truma. So that's why we have to figure out exactly what the halacha is in terms of going backwards. So the Mishnah quoted the Machlokas Tanaim. The Mishnah quoted the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that four women are Dayan Shaitan. Four women do not go back. Four women don't have to go backwards in terms of their chash. Besula, and what were they? Besula, Muberes, Benika, and Zakena. The four women, Besula, we mentioned last time. What does Besula mean in this context? Does it mean a Besula as Besula usually means? Muberes, how pregnant does she have to be? Menika, nursing, each one of these is a discussion. Does she have to actually be nursing? Is it just the time that usually is nursing? 2 years. And Zakena, and what does Zakena mean in terms of the age that she has reached. So that was the that we're in the middle in the four different concepts. Rabbi Yeshua says he only hears a psula, but halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. And then the Mishnah went into what each one of these is. The Chachamims went into what is a zakena, what is the Mishnah went in, and then the Gemara expanded. Okay, so we're still talking about each of those lines as we continue explaining. So now we're up to Mi'uberes. Mu'uberes on Ches Mabez, Mu'uberes b'shiyivada ubara. When her ubar is visible, which the poskim said in the days of old, 3 months, right? There are the various halachas of hakaras ubar, right? Maybe we'll get a Rambam in Hilchos Ishus. We'll mention another halacha that comes up. But for hakama hakaras ubar, subcha zomer b'shim Rebbe Meir, shlosha chadashim. 3 months, says Rebbe Meir. V'yavol b'shein raya l'davar, zeichel l'davar. And even though there's no foolproof pasuk that says that 3 months is hakaras ubar, but there is a remez. There's a remez in the pasuk. Where's the remez? By Yehuda and Tamar. By Shema Vayhi Kimishlosh Chadashim Vigomer. It says when did she give birth to the twins? When she was Kimishlosh Chadashim, which sounds like 3 months, but it doesn't mean 3 months. It means a third of the months. Right, and that's why it's not mafurish. So the Gemara says, Zeichel davar kruksi, v'rai gadoli. Isn't that mafurish? A third of the months? Woman's pregnant for 9 months, so therefore a third would be 3 months. So why isn't that a case of a clear raya? So where is it? Bishiv deika the adol test, deika the adol shiva. No, some give birth after 9, some give birth after 7, and therefore it's not mafurish that a third of a pregnancy will be 3 months, and that's why it's not something that we can call a raya, but we call it a remes. The Rambam in Hilchas Ishus in Perek Zayin, Halacha Te Zayin, has another halacha about hakaras ubar. Homer l'chaveiro. Again, this is not our topic now, but it's a fascinating Rambam, so whenever I can mention it, I try to. Zayin to Zayin, the Rambam says, if somebody wants to marry an unborn fetus, is that possible? Homer l'chaveiro, the sugya of davar shelo bo la'olam. Homer l'chaveiro, im yolda ishtacha nekeva, harayu mukadeshes libazeh. A man gives his friend a pruta and says, I want to marry your daughter, right? Kiddushe pito. So harayu mukadeshes libazeh, the only problem is she's not born yet. So, what's the halacha? Lo amar klum. Nothing. Doesn't work. You can't marry an unborn fetus. Except, v'im haisa eishas chaveiro mi'uberes v'hukar ha'ubar. But if she's pregnant, his friend's wife is pregnant, and the ubar is already 3 months, hareze mukudeshes. Mukudeshes, unbelievable. And the Rambam adds, again, based on Gemara's, v'yireli shetzarach lachzor l'kadish osam mi'avia achar shetivalein. But he should do another ma'aseh kedushin after she's born. Why? Is it good daraisa or is it not good daraisa? The pashas is that it's good daraisa already. So why do you have to do another ma'aseh kedushin? Kedesh yachnis osah b'kedushin she'ein bohem dofi. The Rambam realizes this is a little bit iffy. Rambam realizes that it's you might ask questions about this. There's dofi possible, but it sounds like it's daraisa, that it works. Hareza b'kudeshes. Yirali, shebo dofi. is that mitzad the woman? Is that mitzad others? That's the Rambam Shita, but again, Hakaras Ubar playing a role. Says the Raivid there, Amar Avram, Lafi Alacha, Lo Nomar, Hukar, Ubra, Mukudeshes, El Adas, Rabbelezer Ben Yaakov, Tomar, Adam, Makna, Dover, Shalom, Bala Olam, Vales, Hilchasa Kavase, the Rambam, the Raivid is not happy with the Rambam Psak. Okay, but either way, that's another example where Hakaras Ubar comes up. Halacha Lamaisa, Bizman Hazeh, Hakaras Ubar also comes up. If a woman had a vest before she was pregnant, a woman had a certain time that she was had to be choshesh. Let's say a woman has a vest as kavua, okay, because a vest as sheda kavua is uprooted with one, so it usually doesn't come up lamaisa, because by the time the woman misses, then she finds out she's pregnant afterwards, there's nothing more to talk about. But let's say a woman has a vest as kavua, and for the 26th day of every Hebrew month, and then she becomes pregnant. So a vest as kavua has to be uprooted with three times, as we will see. So what happens, so the halacha is that, oh, she has to be choshesh until hakaras ubar, because then she'll know she's really pregnant. What about bizman hazeh, when we could do a pregnancy test and know even earlier? So does the pregnancy test substitute for hukar ubar in certain halachas? So again, if it's about chshashos, so then maybe, yeah, we're choshesh, but right now you know she's pregnant, so there's nothing to talk about in terms of backwards. But other halachas, maybe not, right? That halacha, the Rambam, Havakar Subar, might not mean specifically in terms of marriage of dofis, that even if you know she's pregnant, it might not be something that would have to be done. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan, we continue. Tana Rabbanan, Harish Haisa Becheskas Muberes. Again, now we're talking about in terms of the Taras generally. Becheskas Muberes Veras Adam V'Acharkach Hipila Ruach O Kol Davar She'eino Shel Kayama. She's Muberes and she has Dam. And as we will learn, any Dam associated with a Leda is not called Dam Nida. It's not going to make her tame. So now, sometimes it's not clear if the dam came from the leder, or a gam came from the nida, or it came from a, she saw for 3 days during her 11 days, and then it's a days of ziva, and then, so you don't know. So what happens if she gives birth, but she doesn't give birth to a viable fetus? So what happens? What's the halacha there? She's mu'beres, she's musulekas damim, and she sees dam, but then she gives birth to ruach, or eno shakayama, and therefore if that's not called a leda, then Mamela, she wasn't really pregnant, and therefore the Dam is Dam Nida. So, Harei Becheskasa Vadaya Shaita, says the Gemara. No, still, she's Becheskasa of Mu'beres and Daya Shaita. Look at Rashi for a moment, Daya Shaita. Velo Amrinan, Igloi Milsa Lamafreya, Delav Herayonhu. We don't say that, oh, Lamafreya, we realize it wasn't a pregnancy because she didn't really give birth to anything. Venitma Utaris to Me'es La'eshal Re'iya. We don't see it goes backwards. No, she had a cheskas mu'beres, and that's it. The afagav she'ein rai l'davar, zeich l'davar. And again, that's why this is here, the same lashon, even though there's no proof positive. But zeich l'davar she'nemar, the pasuk says in Yeshayo, harinu chalnu kamo yaladnu ruach. Right, we were pregnant, and we were sick, kamo yaladnu ruach. So you see, there's a lashon of leida, even by leida's ruach. So you see, it's considered a leida, and therefore it's considered a pregnancy. My zeichel adava harag raigadolahi. Same question as before. Isn't that beferish? You see the lashon of leida by leida's ruach. Ki ksif haikrab is a charim ksif. The whole thing is a mashal. So it's talking about, you know, that they're going to give birth and they're going to do work and it's not going to be bring anything of significance. So it's not talking about literally mu'uberes of a woman, and therefore the whole thing is a mashal, right? That's the language of the Ritva here. He says, "Einu ela mashal ba'alma mi yesh kan zachar shekal mashal hu domel nimshal." Right, and therefore says the umihu yesh kan zecher shekal mashal hu domel nimshal. Right, that's zecher and zachar in the same. But anyway, so says the Ritva, it's all a mashal, and therefore one cannot bring a raya about pregnancy in this case, right? A man cannot give birth. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about an unusual time where a man nursed, right? The Gemara in the Machlokas Amoraim there about whether that's something amazing or that's something terrible. I made a Kadosh Baruch Hu be Mishana HaTeva, right? It was a case where there was no formula and there was no substitute and the woman died in pregnancy, in childbirth. And the question is, how is this baby going to live? A Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mishana Seder Abriya, and the Machlokas there about whether that was something positive or not. Okay, but either way, we continue. So the Gemara says in this last section that a leidas ruach or eno shel kayam is still called a leidas. The Gemara says veramini. I'll ask you a contradiction. Kashta shnayim ulishlishi hipila ruach ol kol davar shino shel kayama. Same kind of similar idea. A woman has labor pains. Kishta Shnayim. For 2 days. For 2 days during her 11 days of Ziva. And on the third day, she also had a Re'iyah. So, you know, theoretically, without the Leda, she would be a Zava. Right? She saw for 3 days. It's just that on the third day she gave birth, but she gave birth to Ruach Reino Bakayama. So, if, without looking ahead, if we would say that this is called a Leda, we should say that this is a Leda, this is not a Zava. This is not a Yoledes Bezov. Right? It's not a, it's a Leda. So the Gemara says, Hareza Yoledes Bezov. She's called a Zava. What do you mean she's called a Zava? Didn't we just say the Leda is a Leda? It's not a Ziva, that we could attribute it to Leda, even though what came out was not a viable fetus. So v'yamer leida ma'ayasahi, and if you say it is a leida, so koshi samach leida rachmana tiare. 1 second, if you have labor pains next to the leida and re'iyas that come out, the Torah says that's tahara. That's not nida. Again, bismanazev, we're machmir to treat all dam. Dam besulim and dam leida, right, all for different reasons. But lamaisa, anything that's coming out, generally we're machmir to treat in a tumah way. But again, that's not maker adin. And as we mentioned in the Hagdam, I think, to the Masechta, Meheri Bana Pesa Migdash, we're going to have to go back. We're not just going to be able to be machmir for everything, because there are different halachas. Every chumrah then will lead to a kula. If we're machmir, that's going to mess up her counting with Zava and Nida and Yolez. We're going to have to figure out exactly what is the halacha in all these cases. And in terms of a karbanos, whether she's chayav to bring a karban or not, one of the few mitzvos that women are obligated in and men are not. There's only two or three mitzvos that men have and that women have and that men do not have. But anyway, so the Gemara says here, if this is a leida ma'al yasa, then she shouldn't be a zava. So the Gemara has two answers. Number one, Amar Rav Papi, Hanach Meis Leis Durabanan. Rav Papi says, really, it is not called a leida, and therefore she's a zava, if she doesn't have a real leita. But we're meiko by Tumas Beis Leis. The whole thing is Durabanan. Remember, on a Daraisa level, we say, Kanimsa, Kanhaya. Right now we found she's a Nida, and therefore we see it only goes forward. The whole thing is Durabanan, and therefore, even though it's not a leita, we can consider it a leita for that. Rav Papa Ama, Rav Papa has a different answer. Papa says, even though it's not called a leita, still, we would say Daya Shaita. Why? Mida Avitaima Eli, not because Stam Durabanan. But there's a svara. Midavi time ela mishabdi rosha kaved aleha veivar kaveden aleha. Why do we say? When do we say generally that daya shaita? Because why do we say that a woman who is pregnant, we could say that she's besulekas damim, and we don't have to assume that she had blood earlier, was because of her physical state that she's in. She's weaker, and therefore we could say that she doesn't have regular re'iyos dam. Right, her head is heavy, evar kveden, hachanami, rosha, evar kveden aleha. So even if she doesn't have a real leida, she's still in the same physical state, which would be mesalek her dam. And therefore, the same svara would apply, even if you want to say technically that it's not a leida, and therefore, zava, she would be a zava, your leida is bezov, still, this would be good enough, the svara would apply. We'll have to talk later on in the Masechta, Be'ez Hashem, when we speak about vestos, whether this is a vest. The second that a woman feels rosha kaveden, kaveden alav, veivar kaveden alav. We'll talk about different types of vestos. There are vestos haguf, right? If there are certain simanim in the body that a woman has, doesn't just mean that in general she feels achy and sometime after that. If there's a specific time period, that right, when a woman feels a specific element in her body, so then vadai, same amount of time, she gets her re'iyah right after that, a certain amount of time, so we'll talk about the vestos aguf. But again, this is, now is just quoting that this is something that will lead her to be misulekas damim. Boy minei Rabbi Yirmiyah mei Rabbi Zeira, vayter. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks from Rabbi Zeira, right, beth meid aliyah, Rabbi Zeira meid aliyah, right, Rabbi Zeira, this is after he went to Eretz Yisrael. Ra'a savi achar kach huka ubra, mahu. What happened if she had a re'iyah, but then she recognized that she was pregnant? Tuka ubra. Rashi, samach l'riyasa miyad. Right away. She had the re'iyah, but she didn't realize she was pregnant yet, or she did, she wasn't hukar ubra, but right afterwards. So what's the halacha there? We just said hakaras ubar is what gives her the status of misulekas damim. So this question might be about siman versus siba. You know, is Hakaras Ubar needed, and therefore we're not going to give her the status, or that just reflects that that's the state that she's in, and even if she didn't realize it until afterwards, she would still be. So that's the question, Mahu. Kiva debeta da chazoi lo hukar Ubra mitamia. Do we say, since at the time that she had the Ria, at that moment, we didn't have Hakaras Ubar yet, and therefore, we would say, she is Tamei Me'es La'es, and it goes backwards. O Dilma, Kiva da Samech lo chazoi lo mitamia. What do we say? No. Right, it was right afterwards. Right, Rashi says miyad, and therefore we could consider this a case of Mesulekas Damim. So Amar Lei Midu Hu Taima Ela Misha Derosh Hakaved Alav Evar Kveder Alav. Well, we just said, didn't we say that? Right, the whole reason that she's Mesulekas Damim is because of her physical state that she's in. So Bidur Da Chazoy, but here she didn't realize at the time. So Bidur Da Chazoy Ein Rosh Hakaved Alav Ein Evar Kveder Alav, and therefore we would be Machmir, and we would say that the Tumah would go back. You wouldn't give it at the time. Rather, Rabbi Kiva Eger here asks, if you look at the Gemara in Hashas, says Tkashali Af Bichazoy Achashuka Ubra Amaylo Matamia Meis Laes Deich Shaych Lomar Didamem Musulakin Hanan Chashin and Shadam Ba Meis Laes Mikodem Ubiyahi Shaita Dain Lo Haisa Bicheskas Musulakes Vimkin Adar Abba Kiva Da Atahi Musulakes Raglaim Lodavar Yoser Dadam Ba Meesmal Kishalo Aisa Musulakes. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that maybe she say an opposite svara. Right, if right now you know the dam, you know there's more of a chashash that the dam came before she was misulekes, and therefore you know maybe he should be choshesh. Okay, Gemara doesn't get into that aspect. Good. Boy mine hahu sabe mer biyochanan higia eizves bime ibura velobad kamahu. What if a woman has a vest, a certain type of cycle that she has to be choshesh for? Again, all of these, Gemara is assuming that we know all these halachas from later in the Masechta already, comes up then. If a woman has a certain time that she's supposed to see, but then it's during her pregnancy, and she did not check. Usually a woman has to do bedikos during the shas vest to see if she, if orach bizmano ba. So here, what if she didn't do a check, but it's a time of musalekas damim? So on the one hand, she's a woman who personally has this cycle, and we're choshed that she might see, but on the other hand, she's in a state of musulekas damim. So ma'u, what's the halacha? So kami boile, we ask the question, according to either manda amar. Again, first time we're going to have this a number of times in the Masechta. Kami boile, aliba de manda amar, vestos de oraisa mai. According to the manda amar, that holds that the concept of being choshed the vest is mi de oraisa mai. What do you mean halacha de oraisa? Let's just read the question, and then we'll see the Rashi. Kiva the vestas daraisa baya bedika. Do we say since vestas are daraisa, so that overrides the status of Mesulekas Damim? She still needs a bedika anyway. And possibly if she didn't do a bedika, you have to be choshesh that maybe she was saw at that time and you didn't see it. Oh, Dilma, kiva the damem Mesulakin lo baya bedika. Or do we say no? Since dameha Mesulakin, so then no bedika is needed. Look at Rashi, vestas daraisa. Again, the concept is going to come up later as well. Osa bedika. What does it mean, vestos daraisa? Just the concept of a woman having a cycle and being expecting? No, that concept is reality. Vestos daraisa, meaning the bedika, Rashi says, that is required at the shas of the vest. That's daraisa. That's daraisa. Where is it daraisa? Halacha lamosha misinai, says Rashi. Halacha lamosha misinai, da'orech bizman oba, that the ria comes at the natural time that it's supposed to come, in ba yom vest velo batka mechaskinan leitameya. And if the vest came and the bedika was not done, daraisa means you have to do it. It's not a lechadchila, right? We've mentioned often the sugya of Tosfos and in Daf Gimel and the Ritva a number of times in Maseches Sukkah. The concept that it could be that on a daraisa level, there's no chiluk between lechadchila and bedieved. Lechadchila and bedieved is only to Rabbanan, the Tosfos says. But on a daraisa level, not. So that's a little tricky because there seem to be concepts, mitzvos, that are on a daraisa level that are only chachila. The Mishnah in Yevamos says that there are certain parts of the chalitza process that is only lechachila. Kriyas apsukim, chalitza has to be done. Rekika is machlokas. Kriyas apsukim, la ma'akid. That sounds like a din daraisa. Right, there are some other concepts that right, the Ritva says in Sukkah on the sugya of Lulav Tzorach Eged. Right, remember the Gemara there says that on Alachad Chila, the Rabbanan say you have to be Ma'agid Alula because of Zekei Livian Veyu, Vechulu. And the Ritva says, oh, that must be a Din Rabbanan, because if it's Da'araisa, you'd need it Li'ikuva. It must be Din Rabbanan in order to have it. What's the way out of that? Sounds like it's a Din Da'araisa. Hidr mitzvah, zakei levi aveyu. It could be that hidr mitzvah is a different type of lacharchila than other lacharchilas. If you hold hidr mitzvah is a din chitzoni, it's an external. Hidr mitzvah doesn't integrate into the mitzvah itself. You do the mitzvah and you're mahadu the mitzvah. So then you would still have your rule. You'd be able to say if eged lulav is an external din of hidr mitzvah, so then that's a lacharchila, but it's an external din. But you can still hold to the principle of it being a daraisa without lacharchilas and b'diavos. But either way, that's a big sugya that we've touched on in the past. But that's what Rashi is pointing out, that if you hold vesos daraisa and the b'dikas need to likuvah, then if you didn't do it, then you're stuck because you have to be choshesh. Right? It's not just a din lacharchila, better to do a b'dika. But that's the question here. What about if she didn't do a b'dika during a time that she's mesulekas damim? Again, even if you say that it's needed daraisa halacha Moshe b'Sinai, what would you say? So the Gemara answers, Amar le tani tua. The Gemara brings in another case of mesulekas damim, which we have not had yet. Where we've had four cases of mesulekas damim having to do with the nature of the woman inside. Age or situation. But now we're going to have the Mishnah later on. The Mishnah case, an external situation, right? A woman is in a situation that she is very scared, right? She's hiding in a cave from bandits. So Amalei Tanitua, Rabbi Meir Omer, Emaisa B'mach, maybe Giyashas Vest, if she is in a cave and she hears like the enemy on top and her vest comes, below Batka, she had other things on her mind, so she didn't do a B'dika, then Tahara, Shecharada Misalekas Es Adamim. Because Charada removes, when she's in a state of a fear, so then that removes the Dam. And therefore you see that because she was in that case, she doesn't have to worry. So the Gemara says, Time Adika Charada. So it's only because she was in that state of Charada is there no worry. Haleka Charada, if there wouldn't be a case of Charada, Vihigia Vesvalobatka Temeya, Alma Vestas Daraisa. So it's implies, that Mishnah implies that we're talking about the Mandamar Vestas Daraisa, because it says only if she's a Charada do we say it is okay b'di'eved, but if she wouldn't be a charada, it would not be okay b'di'eved. V'kiva d'ika charada, the man was sulakim, lo ba'i b'dika, hachanami, the man was sulakim, lo ba'i b'dika. So we compare charada to mi'uberes, and therefore we say b'di'eved, she would not require any b'dika. The Gemara there, and we'll talk about it then, we're not going to get into it right now, the Gemara here assumes that charada is masalek as damim. So maybe there's a Gemara a little more famous than Nida Lametes. That's a Gemara in Megillah, right? When Esther Amalka, Vatashal Chel Amalka Ma'od, Pirsa Nida. What do you mean? I thought Charada is Mesalik the Damim, not Charada is causes the Dam. So we'll have to talk about that. What type of different types of Charada? So we'll talk about it there. The Rishonim will relate that to us when we talk about it on Daf Lametes. A couple of other points though as well. Salamaisa. Mi'uberes, right? Lo baye b'dika. So Machlokas Rishonim here. Is that for Taros, Labaila, both, neither? As we know, whenever a halacha comes up in these first few prakim where we're talking about Taros, what's the halacha? So the Rashi and the Meiri both say here, even Lataros, she doesn't need bedika. She's Mu'beres, she's Musulekas Damim, there's no chilak. And the Rashi here says, no, for Taros she would need bedika. She would need bedika. The Ritva's Lashon is, if she's Asuka Bataros, then she needs bedika even labayla. That's his lashon. The yesh befarshim to masisim to lakaman basuka betaris. The kiva to baye bedika lataris af labayla nami baye kedeisa beso pirkin, as we'll have later on daf yud beis. B'chumi baye lam b'shein asuka betaris v'lagabe baye ibay bedika klal. The question here, according to this daya, is she's not asuka betaris, and the question is lagabe baye. And he quotes that he doesn't agree with that, but either way. Different deos, and then we've shown him what is needed. What are we paskin? So it seems to be a little tricky. The tour seems to be mechalik between Mi'uberes and Machbo. But if you look in the Shach and the Taz point that out, and it's in Kuf Pei Dalet. But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Pei Dalet, which is the simon about checking Samuch Levest, B'shaz Vest, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Pei Dalet Beis, Tzorach Lifrosh B'mena Ona Achas, V'lo Mishar Krevas, V'lo Mitashvash B'vad. Okay, that's in terms of Prisha. And then, later on, it talks about B'dikos. Where's the B'dikos? Here it is. Sharon Ashim Tzvichas Bedika, because she Yagia Havest. Over Vest below Batka, below Hergisha, Tahor below Bedika. The Yeshomim Shasu Rachatibdok, and Yeshla Vest Kavua, Oshulom Yom Lamid, which we'll get to on the Ben in the Svechulu. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, Haisa Nechbez Bemachbe, Bibre Pachad, Vigia Shas Vest, Eina Choshesh is low. No Bedika. No Bedika, Eina Choshesh is low. She doesn't have to be worried, even Lechatchila, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the Rashba, others, that, even Lechatchila. The Tur is Choshesh, Lechatchila, but again, the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel, even Lechatchila. Rama, Yeshomrim, Dafke, Mavar, Aves, Velo Batka, Velo Ergisha, Torah, Velo Bedika. Lechatchila, Sricha Bedika, if she, has the mindset to be able to, in the machbe. Again, this is a big discussion in the poskim. Good. That is the Shulchan Aruch. There is a chashuke chemed here, which again doesn't technically have to do with this, but it's machbe. Talking about a case of machbo in hiding. The following question: Ma'isa ba'adam ashir. There was a rich man that every year sends mishloach manos to a friend of his who's also a rich man. Bread with some jelly on it. And the jelly, he writes, Simchas Purim, with the jelly on the bread. And they send it to each other. Vadover pela beini haroim. And the ones who see this, you know, every year are astounded. Because the Bir Halacha says, quotes from the Chayi Adam, that an ushir that sends something that's negligible and very little to his friend, he's not Yotzei Mishloach Manos. If it's not significant, there's nothing. A piece of bread with some jelly. Right, so therefore, achin shar poskim leskiru davar zeh, but v'nachil yizarmi zeh lachadchila. Make right then we poskim whatever food you send, but there is lachadchila to send something that is significant. V'im kein echi tachin sh'ashir shu yarei shemayim v'sholech lechadayir ha'ashir davar pa'ut kazeh hishva hashav kama prudis bavad u'b'chol zos yadechavasa. So says the chashukei chemed. If you ask them, hasiba l'mshalach manos zuhi. These two Ashirim, these two rich people, were in Bergen-Belsen together. They were on the bunks, one on top of another. The Yadu Shepurim Hayom Vehim Bach. It was one day that was Purim. They knew it was Purim and they were crying. Suddenly, the one lying on the bottom bed sees from the upper bed somebody's giving him something. Who knows in lo prusas lechem. Merucha bariba ba'osio ze'iro simchas Purim. Hamakabel lo yada mehechan haya l'sholeach ksas riba. How did he get a little jelly? Aval uvda hayalo. Benise nisim emnishru b'chayim. They both made it out. V'yigil le'eretz Yisrael. Hikimu mishpachos banim nechadim eninim. They had families and generations. And every year, they send each other a little bread with some jelly on it. And it says Simchas Purim. That's their Mishloach Manos. He says, whether you hold like the Trumas Hadeshin or the Manos Halevi, he says, whatever the reason of your Mishloach Manos, there's nothing wrong with this Shalach Manos, the Kuleyama Yosei Yehovah. Unbelievable, it gives you chills, that story. And then at the end, he just quotes an amazing story also, just about giving a present, Me'inyan Le'inyan. He said, when Rav Shkibin Shkup was in America collecting for his yeshiva, right, in Grodno, he stopped and gave shir, Yeshiva University, Yeshiva's Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, and he says, after the shir, some of the Talmidim came over to him and gave him a present. It was a shara yoshar that was worn out from learning. The cover was coming off. Balui v'karua mishimush. He says, Rav Shimon started crying. He says, he never got such a present. Never got such a present. See, his sefer was like so worn out. And look, he says, B'tzura shaloti amibi bacha harbi miyadrakshut. He says he was so excited that he saw that. So, speaking of presents, be'inyin le'inyin, when we're talking about this machpo. Okay? Good. Menika achetigmo v'chulu. So, now a menika. What did the Mishnah say about a nursing woman? What's the halacha of a nursing woman? So, the Mishnah said, until she weans her child. So she weans her child, as long as she's nursing. What happens if the child dies, or she weans him before the 2 years? Remeir says, Matama Meisle, Remeir says, Lamaisa, it goes by Lamaisa nursing. She's not nursing anymore, then the tumah goes backwards. And the Chachamim say, no, Dayashaita. Some say Dayashaita. Good. Vechulu, Tana Rabbanan. I think we mentioned in Parsha Shir last week, the Lashon of Gemilus Chasadim. Why do we call it Gemilus Chasadim? So call it chesed, asiyas chesed. Why? Gemil, gamal is a lashon of weaning. Like here, achetigmol. Because the ultimate level of chesed is when we do chesed, but they don't realize that they're dependent on us. They don't think of it as, you know, thank you so much, like a tzedakah, you give anonymously, whatever it is. You give it in a way that a person is weaned from the chesed. That's the ultimate level of chesed. Remember the levels, the milus and tzedakah, the Rambam quotes, the highest level is to give somebody a job. Right? They don't think they're dependent on you. That's the highest level of chesed, to be gomel chesed. Do it in a way that one feels, the receiver feels that they're weaned and they're not connected to the baal chesed. So that's the gimel. But here's the lashon of gemul. So Tana Rabbanan. Rabbi Meir holds, if a baby dies within 2 years, Rachmana Litzlan, then she goes back to being any other woman. It has to be Lamaisa nursing. Laficha, Chamaisa, Minikasa, Volechas, Arbo, Chamaishanim. Dayashai to Dibre Meir. Meir says you also have a kula though. If she nurses for more than 2 years, then she's still Musulekas Dam after the 2 years. You go by the Lamaisa nursing, according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omrin, Daya Shaitan, Kol Esrim, Arba Chodesh. No, it's a 2 year heter. Period. Laficha, Chamaisa, Minikaso, Arba, Vachame, Shanim, and Tamame, Slaesum, Bikita, Lubakita. And it's Lachumra, Lakula. Both sheetahs say Lachumra, Lakula. The second sheetah is 2 years. Before those 2 years, even if she's not nursing, she's Musulekas Damim. After the 2 years, even if she is nursing, she's not Musulekas Damim. Kisha Timsa Lomar. And therefore the Gemara says, what's the svaris behind this? L'diver, Rabbi Meir, Dam Necher V'Nasachalav. According to Rabbi Meir, the blood turns into milk. This does not have to mean literally the blood turns into milk, but it's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an amazing a way that he, the matana that he's given us, that a woman, when she has the baby, all of a sudden, it's amazing. She didn't have milk her whole life. All of a sudden, a woman has a baby, all of a sudden, she gets milk. What a coincidence, right? All of her first couple of decades of her life, she didn't have any milk, and all of a sudden, she has now. But that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's niflos habore. Dam Necher V'Nasachalav, but there's a connection halachically, says Rabbi Meir. Dam Necher V'Nasachalav, and therefore, if she has chalav, she doesn't have dam. And that's Rabbi Meir's din of Misulekes dam. The Ben Yoyada here says, the message for us is, we haven't had any agadah yet on this Masechta. So this is the third entry. The third entry on in the Ben Yoyada here. It says, Tzorach L'Havin, Lama Asa Hashem Yitzbarach Kein, Shadam Necher V'Nasachalav. Why did Hashem do this? V'kasher Nasa Kein, Bebali Chayim, Shein Lahem Ves Dam Nidus, V'yish Chalav L'Hanik. Right, animals don't have any such concept, and animals, mammals also have milk. V'nira Li B'siyata D'Shmaya. Asa Hashem Yitzbarach T'chilas Mezono Shal Adam Ba'ofan Zeh, The first thing a person gets is chalav that came from dam. Lahoros la adam acharkach sha'afal pisha chata v'davak v'kochos atuma she'nasim en avonosav al kol ze gedola tshuva shemafechas azdonos l'schuyos v'yikabal em schar. The first thing I get in my mouth is something that teaches me I could do tshuva, and even if I mess up, even if I was tame, I could become tohar, right? Even if I was chote. As we'll see soon. Says the Ben Yoyada, the first thing, right, like tshuva was one of the seven things created before the world was created. Tshuva, lefnei ha'olam. So the first thing that a baby gets is milk, and that teaches them the power of tshuva. Dam nechar v'nase chalav. And that's also one of the basis, the Magen Avraham quotes. Magen Avraham quotes in Hilchos Shvuos, one of the reasons that there's a minog to eat chalavi, to eat milchiks on Shavuos. Where does that come from? Because the days of Svira are like Shiva Nikiyim. We're getting ready for the marriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then after that, Dam Nechar V'Nasa Chalav. And that's the Magen Avraham in Tuf Tzadi Dalet. Yesh Har Beit Ta'amim, says the Magen Avraham. U'matsasi kasuf atam, de'isa b'zohar. Mem Chaf is matsasi kasuf. Hatam, the Isa Bazar, Shaosan Jain Shuas Ayul Israel Shivanakiyim, Dugmas Isha Mi Tiares Midirasa, the Adua, it's known, Shadam Necher V'Nasa Chalav, Vahainu Midin Lerachamim, Uminaka Vasenu Torahi, Avish Lizar Shalav de Isser, Vechulu, not to mix milches and flesh, express the Mogan Avram in Hilchot Tavta Idalot, if you look in the Arachayim HaKadosh. On Parshas Emor, he expands on the idea that the Shivanakiyim are the 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos, and even though it's 7 weeks compared to 7 days, when you're talking about an entire nation, then you understand it has to be more. And therefore, it's Shavuos and not just Shiva Nekiyim, and that's where we're Metahir ourselves. The days of Svira are days of Tara for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We quote that from the Zohar, Chelek Gimel, Tzadi Dalid, Amen Aleph. Letzad Aflagas Atumah, V'gam Ayosam, B'chalos Yisrael, Shir Tmim Deyim, Ki Kein Mishpatam. 7 weeks instead of 7 days. of seven days. That's the Arachaim in Parshas Emor in Perachav Gimel. Good, that's all Rabbi Meir Shita though. Rabbi Meir says it goes literally by the milk, and therefore, Dam Nechav Rasachalov, Lechomer Lekula. Ledeve, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, according to the other Tanoim, it doesn't have to do with milk, it has to do with the postpartum state that a woman is in. The labor. Evereha misparkin, Veinafsha Choseres, Adesim, Rabbi Chodesh. Right, for two years, she does not get her strength back fully, and therefore, that's why she's Mesulekos Damim. So the Gemara says, Lefichach Rabbi Meir Lameli. What's the Lefichach of Rabbi Meir? It's obvious. We see Rabbi Meir, it goes by, literally by the blood, by the milk. We shouldn't Lefichach Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the Chiddush. Lefichach Rabbi Yossi Lameli. Isn't that obvious too? They say they go 2 years, period. Ma'odatema Rabbi Yossi Tarti Yislei. You might think, no, Rabbi Yossi has both halachas. Not just the 2 years, but maybe he also holds a dam necher v'nasachalav. Kamash Malani does not. L'chumra l'kula, it's only 2 years. Tani nami hachi, dam necher v'nasachalav, divi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Everem, Mispakim, Minasha Chozeres, Aleh, Ad Esrim, V'arba Chodesh. So we have the Farish, the reasons given in the Braisa. Omer, Rabbi Loi, my time with Rabbi Meir. What does Rabbi Meir say? What he says, that dam necher v'nasachalav, again, the fact that we're bringing psukim here, it's not that Mark could have said, oh, Rabbi Meir thinks that that's biological. No, it's not a biological idea here. You know, all the Tanaim agree that a woman loses her dam when she's nursing, generally, and she gets milk. But is there a halachic connection between those two? And it translates into literally. I mean, 3 years later, if she's nursing, there's a machlokas, whether she's mislekas dam or not. But it's a halachic machlokas. So where does Rabbi Meir get this from? Dechsiv, the pasuk says in Eov, Mi'itein tar mitame lo echad. Right, who could bring a tar from something tame? Isn't it HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So therefore, you have the chalav, something tar, coming from dam, something mutter. Right, usually the Mishnah in Bechoros says that whatever comes out of something not kosher, if you have milk that comes from a camel, right, if you have milk that's not kosher, milk that comes from a coconut, or from a goat, or from a cow, right? Hayosim in a tame, hayosim in a tar. So usually you don't have this. Something tar coming from something tame. But that's what Eov says incredulously. Mi'itin mitar mitame, lo echad. V'rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan say is alluded to in this pasuk? Am Rabbi Yochanan, Shech Vazera. Shu tame, v'adam anosim in a tar. Shech Vazera is a putrid little tame item. Shech Vazera is an avatuma. And yet, a person comes from a drop. Right, and therefore you see that something tar could also come from something tame. That's also alluded to in the pasuk. Rabbi Elazar Amar, a third shot, Elu Yemei Mehanida. This is the Mehanida, the waters of the Paraduma that are called the Mehanida. That's also something tar coming from something tame. Shahamazev Amazin Alav Tahar, the one who sprinkles the afer and sprinkles this water on the person, they both are tahar. The one who sprinkles remains tahar. The one who is sprinkled on obviously becomes tahar. And yet, v'nogeya tameh. If somebody touches the mei, right, the efer, the paraduma, without a need, so he becomes tameh. Right, that's what Shlomo HaMelech, as we'll see, couldn't understand. How could the efer paraduma make something tameh and something tar? So you see from here, this kochos of tuma in here, if I touch it when I'm not supposed to, shalol etzarach, I became tameh, and yet it has the power to be mitair. So the Gemara says, Umaze, is that just details of this case first? Umaze tar, is that really true that the one who sprinkles is tar? V'aksiv, Umaze me'anita yichabes b'gadav. Doesn't the Pazak say in Chukas that the maze is tame? My maze nogeya. No, that maze means nogeya. Means nogeya. It doesn't mean maze. V'aksiv maze, v'aksiv nogeya. It says both of them in the Torah. The Odin also, it says the difference halachically between them. Maze bo'i kibus, nogeya lo bo'i kibus. The maze requires to wash his clothes. He's really tame, a little deeper. And nogeya lo bo'i kibus. So not only is it redundant, but it's contradictory. So elamai maze nose. No, you're right. Nogeya means nogeya. Maze is nose if you carry the dam. Carry the dam. That's the more serious tuma. V'lichtov nose. Why doesn't it just say nose? Why does it have to use this misleading word of maze? The kamash melon, da'ad, de dari, kishirazah. how much you have to carry in order to become tamei, the amount that is needed for the sprinkling. So that's what uses that lashon. So the Gemara says, "Hanichlam adamar hazah tzrich hashir." That works if you say that the hazah requires a shir, then fine, you have a minimum amount, and that's what the Torah is alluding to. Elam adamar ain tzrich hashir ma'ikal meimar. But if it doesn't need a shir, so then how could you give this pshat? So the Gemara says, "Afilam adamar ain tzrich hashir." Even according to that, manda amar hani mili agaba de gavra. That just means that there's no minimum shir that has to be sprinkled on the person. Aval b'mana being a shir. But everybody agrees that there's a minimum shear that has to be in the kli that you are taking it from. Kiddithan, as the Mishnah says in Maseches Para, kama yu b'mayim v'yu ben kidei hazah, how much has to be there? Kidei sheyitbol rashi givolin v'yazeh. Enough that you dip the tips of the stems in that you're going to sprinkle with and it gets absorbed, and there's still enough in there to be mazeh, v'yazeh. So therefore, we saved the drushes, but again, the third shot of Tamei, Tahar, Mitamei, is Para Aduma. V'hayna d'amar Shlomo, and that's what Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles, Amarti Echkama, V'hi Rechoka Mimeni. I thought I would be smart, right? Chacha Mikolada, Mi Rechoka Mimeni. And that's what Rashi says here on the bottom. V'tam Zeh, Lama Mazeh, U'mazin Alav Tahar, V'nogia Tamei, V'hi Rechoka Mimeni. Right, how they could do opposite ideas. Remember the Rambam Paskins, the Rambam quotes in Mishneh Torah that the Melech HaMashiach will be Chacham Yoser Mishlama. Chacham Yoser Mishlama. Doesn't say that it'll be a Navi greater than Moshe, because that's impossible. It's not what it's one of the Ikarei Emunah. But it'll be Chacham Yoser Mishlama. The Melech HaMashiach, right? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that he's Morach Vadoim. But how do you know what's one of the tests of Mashiach? That he'll be able to smell the right psak. Question is, what does that mean? Does it mean literally? Does that mean a special siyata d'shmaya? Morach vadon. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Okay, the Maharal on this Gemara, and then we'll continue the Maharal on this Gemara here in Dam Necher ben Asachalav. He also quotes the idea. V'hakol, what's the message of Tuma coming? Tara coming from Tuma. The source of everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's part of the message also here. We shouldn't think that there are two sources, right? That's the, what does it say, in Eicha, Mipi Elyon lo teitzei haroz v'hatov. Right? And Machlok has Rishonim, whether that's rhetorical, according to the Rishonim. Isn't it true? Right? V'hakol, says the Maral here, V'hakol u'bishvil shu'u yisbarach echad, v'ilu hayachas v'chalila shtei haschalos, ein tzave ki shnei hefechim, k'mo ator v'atame, shem hefechim, hoye l'kol echad haschalas miyuchedes, aval atash yotzei etor mitamei. What's the message? There's one aschala. Hakol meito yatu shnei hefechem. And also, maybe that's the message. Remember, we discussed many years ago, back in Maseches Psachim, in Arvei Psachim, we had those dafim about zugos. Remember, about two eggs and two this. Oh, the zugos. So the Rabbeinu Bachai there writes, we discussed that he says, maybe the message of zugos is also the concept of duality. And that's the opposite of Hashem Echad. And recognizing that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is obviously what's the Yichud Hashem and what we believe in, and that's the message behind this Gemara, and that's the message behind the Gemara about Zugos, pernicious nature of the Zugos. But either way, that's a couple of Hashkafic ideas behind this. Okay, so that was all Meinika. So we discussed Muberes, we discussed Meinika, and now we're up to Zekena. So what was the next Machlokas back in the Mishnah on the Zion and Beis? Zekena. So what's a Zekena? Ezo Zekena, the Mishnah asked. Kol she'avrala 3 ono, samach lezeknasa. The Tanakhama says, if she passed three periods of time that she did not have a re'iyah, samach lezeknasa. We don't know when that is, at a certain age. So she passed 3 onos, samach lezeknasa. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, any woman who passes 3 onos, right, you don't have to be a samach lezeknasa. Any woman who has 3 onos, daya shaita. Right, Rebbe Yossi says, Muberes Meinika, only Daya Shaitan. Okay, but that's the discussion. So Gemara says, Hechi Dami Samal Zeknasa. On the bottom. I'll start to read it again. Ezo Zekna Sekena, Kosh Avala Gimel, Ona Samal Zeknasa. Hechi Dami Samal Zeknasa. How old is that? Amar of Yehuda, Kosh Chavusea, Omrosa, Lea Zekena, he, when other people call her old, which seems to be pretty subjective. What if a woman, you know, grays early? Well, her hair's going to be covered anyway. What if a woman gets wrinkled early? Whatever. But that's very subjective. Some people look old and some people look young. But that's Rabbi Yehuda. If her friends call her old, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, unusual. What do you mean, Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon's arguing, Rav Yehuda is an Amora. Rav Yehuda is a Talmud of Rav and a Talmud of Shmuel. So that's why on the Girsa it changes it to Rish Lakish. Right. How can you can't have Reb Shimon arguing on Rav Yehuda? So Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Omer, call Shakarin La Ima Ima, Veina Bosha. If they call her Ima Ima, right, that was a lashon of not what we have today, that people are called Ima when they're very young, but if they call her Ima Ima, she's not embarrassed. Not that what they call her, but they call her Ima Ima. Tosfos says on top, Yerushalmi Parach, V'chi B'dayta Tluya B'davar. It's so subjective. U'mishani kol shereuya l'krosa Ima. No, it's meaning it's objective. Just they call her that, that's just a reflection. Right, and you could have maybe certain women. Well, let's just continue for a second. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Chad Amar, Kol She'ena Makpedes, Chad Amar, Kol She'ena Bosha. One is she's not makpid about it, and one is she's not embarrassed about it. My Beinai, we give Beinai, Bosha Veina Makpedes. Right, one she might feel a little embarrassed, but she's not makpid. She's not makpid about it. Okay, so a different. The Gemara does not give an age. Gemara does not give an age. What is a zakena? When is menopause? If you look in the Shevet Alevi, Rav Vosner, not in the Chuvis, but in his Sefer on Hilchas Nida, Rav Vosner says that bezman hazeh, there's not a specific age. Different women, it could go from 45 to 65. Different women usually go through some type of process during that 20-year time period at some point. Some women earlier, some women later. And therefore, you can't know. He says, Lamaisa nira de ain bakiyan hayom likvoa shir zikna. Vigam kasha likvoa pia piska shal shalash onos kisimani zakena. Ukfia nira me anisayon shish nashim shatame muslakim begil 45. Vishim lakas damim rak begil 55. Falokabizmana shashu gil 60. Ubadera klal ena silik baba basachas mitchila rovesal 2 months, then 3 months, starts getting more scattered. And therefore, he says, for sure, 60 to 65, she's muslakas damim. That you could assume. But before that, it's unclear, and you have to go by a case by case discussion. Okay, Vakama Ona, how long is an Ona? In terms of, you know, the Mishnah says you have to miss three Onos in this time period. Amareish Lakash, Bishur Mebhuda Nasiya, Ona Beinanis, Shloshim Yom. In Ona Beinanis, the average Ona is 30 days. The average Haflaga, the average distance in between, 30 days. Right, if she has three 30-day periods in a row that she does not have a re'iyah, so that's what it's talking about. Rava Amar Rav Chizda Esrim Yom, 20 days. V'lo pligi Marka Chashiv Yemetuma V'Yemetara Umar Lo Chashiv Yemetuma. Some count the days of Tuma, right, the 7 days of Nida and the 3 days of Zava, right afterwards, possibly, and some don't. Meaning everybody agrees 30 days. It's a question of what you call it. Period. So this is talking about in terms of establishing Mesulekas Damin, but this phrase of Ona Beidin is Shloshim Yom, we take out of context, and that is a very halacha lemaisa phrase. As we know that, as we mentioned, that most women of Bizman Hazeh are women that do not have Veses Kavuos. Right? Veses Kavua, they have Veses Sheina Kavua. And therefore, every month, what does a woman have to be Choshesh in terms of the halachas of Bedikas and Aprisha Samach Levest? So there are always three Vestos that the average woman has to be Choshesh for. The Yom HaChodesh, right, the Yom HaFlaga, the day of the month of the Hebrew calendar, the HaFlaga, the interval between the last two, maybe she's going to start a vest for this type of interval. And Onabeninus. Onabeninus means the average. Maybe she's like the average woman. What's Onabeninus? What does it say right here? Shloshim Yom 30 days. That's what the Sak is. That's what Rova Poskim hold. The Ramah and the Taz and the Bach, right, and Kuf Pei Tes, all quote Onabeninus is Shloshim Yom, and that's what a woman is Choshesh for Lamaisa in the beginning of Kuf Pei Tes, which is the simon of Vestos. Kalisha Shein La Ves Kavua Choshesh Liyom Shloshim Liriyasa. Shehi Ona Beinanis L'Stam Nashim. V'Meish La Ves Kavua L'Zman Yadua. Then she only choshesh for the Vestos Kavua. So this is Me'ikar Adin. There are those that are Machmir for the Chumra of the Arzarua. I'm sorry, not the Arzarua. There are those that are Machmir for let's say it two ways. There are two Chumras. Number one, the Chavaz Das, the Nesivis holds that day 31 is Ona Beinanis. Some are Choshesh for both, day 30 and day 31. It means 30 days, but including an extra day. You can look at the Chavaz Das and Kuf Pei Tes. He discusses day 31 because you don't count the day of Re'iyah. So some are Choshesh for both. The Shulchan Aruch does not pask in that. The Shulchan Aruch just says day 30. But there are those that are Machmer for day 31. And even this, the Arzarua that I just mentioned, that the Shach quotes, that the Shulchan Aruch does not quote it. Another Chumra is that it's not a one ona, but you double it, meaning if it's a 24-hour period, not a 12-hour period, so to speak. Meaning if it's a day riyah, then it's also the night before. If it's night, it's also the day before. We'll talk about that about Hashem a little bit later in the Masechta. But again, in terms of the ona bein shloshim yom, that's the mikra din. The question is just how do you calculate it in terms of lemaisa. Tana Rabbanan, Sakenish Avra Lech Kim Alonas Varasa Dayashaita, an elderly woman, again, that had three onas Varasa Dayash, and she had, what happens if she has a Riyah after she's Mislechas Damim? She doesn't lose her status, Dayashaita. Vod Avra Lech Shalosh Onas Varasa, Dayashaita. Vod Avra Lech Shalosh Onas Varasa, but now she saw three times after this amount, Harik Chalanashim, Umatam, Meis Lazim, Kidla Bakida. Now she returns to what she was. So the Gemara says, Velo Shekivna elafilu pichsa vahosira. Not only if she has exact 90 days, even if she is more or less. The Gemara says, afilu pichsa valomi boy kivna. What the chiddush is? No, of course kivna adraba ki kivna kavala vesvaday shaita. Kivs more of a reason to be metame. What do you mean afilu pichsa vahosira? V'chitei marabanan hita pligia led Rabbi Dosa. And if you want to say, well, this is reflective of the rabbanan shita against Rabbi Dosa, da'amri, because they say isha sheish la ves metame meis la'ez, right? Rabbi Dosa said that isha has the vest that is metame only dayashaita. But the rabbanan say even a woman who has a vest goes back. So if chami boile, then it should be the opposite. Velema veloshe pechsa vosira lafilu kivna. Not only if it's more or less, even kivna, still we would say that she now is metame meis la'ez from bekida lebekida. So Gemara says 2 days. Tani lo shebechza vasira ela filu kivna. Either flip it. Viva yisei ma'achi kamar. Velo shekivna ela shebechza vasira. Ava kivna kavala vest. Not, she wasn't mechavin exactly 90 days, but it's only more or less. But if she was mechavin exactly, so then kavala vest v'dayishaita. Dayishaita, not because she's mislekas damim, but because she has a vest as kavua. Umani Rabbi Dosi, and then that would be reflective of Rabbi Dosi Shita. There is a discussion in the postgame, which we don't have time to go into now. What if a woman does not have a vest as kavua exactly, but she has a vest as kavua not to see under a certain amount of days? What if she always, her vest always comes 32, 34, 35, 33, but always more than 31? So does she have to be choshesh for the ona beinonis? Does she have to be choshesh for the anything less? That's a major machlokas aposkim. That's a discussion. The Shumas Hadeshen, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it. But again, that's a discussion. Can she at least be choshesh, not choshesh for the 30, 31, if she has a vesas gavua to see more than day 30? Good. Rabbi Lazar Amar Kosher Isha Shavola V'chulu. Tanya. So Amar Lahem Rabbi Lazar L'Chachamim. So what was the machlokas again? Rabbi Lazar says back in the Mishnah that any woman, not just these women, any woman that skips three daya shaita. So the Braisa expands on that. Amar Rabbi Lazar L'Chachamim. Ma'isa Shabriba Achas V'Hitlu She'Psika Shalosh Onos. A woman, a Riba, a young girl that skipped three Onos. Uba Ma'isa V'Nei Chachamim V'Amru daya shaita. Sir Beleza says, you see, it's by any woman, even not a Zakena. Amru lo, ain shasat chak raya. Don't bring me rayas from shasat chak. My shasat chak, what was the shasat chak there? Ikadamri shte batzaras avi. It was a famine. They didn't want to be matami taras. It was a famine. Vikadamre, taras afish lavida. Or she had been osekis with a lot of taras. Vachashra abana lahapsa de taras. And she was osekis with harbe taharos. The Chajunge Chemin here discusses also, whenever you have a heter of hefsin meruba, or tzorech rabim, some type of heter, and you allow something. After the tzorech is gone and you have leftovers, is it still mutter? That's a fascinating discussion in Yaradeya, right? If the tzorech is gone and now you have it, is it still okay? I don't know, let's say somebody cooks, all these are different. You cook for a chola on Shabbos and there's leftovers. Could you eat that? It was cooked by heter. But now there's no need for it. Not exactly the same, but that's the discussion here about Hefsa the Taurus. Tana Rabbanan, Maisavasa Rebbe Kirbi Eliezer. We had this already earlier in the Masechta. There was a story that Rebbe acted like Rebbe Eliezer, meaning not only by the four, but by any women. La'achar sheniskar, but then after he realized, Amar, he said, Kedayu Rebbe Eliezer, Lismach Allah b'shasat chak. So what exactly is the pshat of the story? My la'achar sheniskar, what did he remember? Ilei ma'achar sheniskar, dein alachah Rebbe Eliezer, elik Rabbanan. If he realized that he was wrong, the alachah is not like Rebbe Eliezer, b'shas alachah he yevet kavase. Then how does he paskin like him? Right? If you, the alachah is not like a person, you can't rely on them, even b'shas atchak. Ela, the lo inmer, yelkos, alo kamar, velo kamar. It must be he realized the alachah is not like either. He realized that Rabim argue on him. It's not like a one-on-one. And that's why he felt bad about what he did. But once he did it, But once he did it, he said, Kedai. Remember when this came up earlier on Daf Zayin, we mentioned the Hakdam of the Taras Chatas of the Ramah, on Yeradeya, where he says, if you ever rely on a shita b'shas adchak, it must be that maker, then we paskin like that shita. And we're just machir like the other shita l'chadchila. Because if we wouldn't paskin like that shita at all, then we wouldn't even rely on that shita b'shas adchak. So that's an important shita, like the Gemara in the beginning of Brachas talks about, kedai l'b'shas adchak, that's an important rule. Okay, we'll have to stop by Tanur Rabbanan, that's the new section. And then we'll stop again, just ha'ara, I just wanted to announce that the plans are in the works, by the Shem, for just like we had at the end of the last cycle, for some type of Siyim get-together. I'll be, by the Shem, in the, by the Shem, Harry Bana Beis HaMikdash, Mashiach should come today. But just in case not, I'll be in the New York area for the Siyim. So the Siyim is on Wednesday, so that Thursday night, there's a plan to have a get-together with the Rosner Talmidim, so to speak, the Chevra on Thursday night that in West Hempstead. We'll send out details. And Sunday morning, the OU is planning a different programs. Rabbi Elephant, I think, will be involved in the program in the Five Towns. I'll be involved in the program in Teaneck. But the Hashem, details will be sent out, and we'll love to see everyone there. And Hashem, we hope the following week to have a get-together in Eretz Yisrael, and that will be announced also as well, where and when, for the week right after the Siyim. Okay? Well, Hashem, make announcements then.